teachers in their first 6 years receive a base pay of $30,800, not including local salary supplements. McCrory said that's too low.
You know, that's not even enough to raise a family or to pay off student loans.
His plan is to raise the base pay for these teachers to $33,000 this year and to $35,000 the following year. That way, North Carolina will pay first-year teachers more than most neighboring states. Here's what he said at a press conference in Guilford County, recorded by WRAL-TV.
Our intention is to build a strong foundation for the future. The cornerstone of this foundation must start from the bottom up, and this will strengthen North Carolina's structure for recruiting and retaining the best teachers.
Teacher pay has pretty much stagnated for the past 5 years, and North Carolina's average teacher pay is among the lowest in the nation. McCrory said Medicaid cost overruns prevented state lawmakers from doing this last year. He made the announcement with Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger and House Speaker Tom Tillis. About 34,000 teachers would receive the pay raise next year. Rodney Ellis, president of the North Carolina Association of Educators, says that leaves out a lot of veteran teachers.
Think about the number of teachers who you're basically saying, we'll get back to you on that raise thing. It's 70% of the teachers in the state who are going to receive nothing.
McCrory said he and lawmakers plan to roll out additional proposals to cover more teachers in the next few months as the revenue picture becomes clearer. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.